Shavua Tov. At first glance, Parshat Mishpatim seems very different than Parshat Yitro, which ended off with Ma'amad Har Sinai, where God spoke to the Jewish people about their spiritual identity. Parshat Mishpatim, technical laws of daily mundane life, torts, etc. But we see from the first letter of Parshat Mishpatim that it's meant to be connected to the end of Parshat Yitro. Ve'elah HaMishpatim. Rashi teaches us the name of the Medrash, that the word ve, the letter ve, at the beginning of the word ve'ela, always implies that it's Mosif al Rishonim. Ma Rishonim Misinai, af elu Misinai. These laws also are part of God's relationship with us. As we say in Psukei Dezimra, Magid Dvarav Liyakov, Chukav Umishpatov LiYisrael. We see the significance of this from the fact that Mishpatim and judging the people, the technical day-to-day laws, not only comes right after Ma'amad Har Sinai, but comes before it too. We remember in Perek Yudchet, the Perek before Matan Torah, where we're told of Moshe judging the Jewish people and Yitro giving advice about how to judge them better. The Medrash compares this to a person of royalty who has a group of bodyguards before and afterwards, their whole entourage. So too, Matan Torah has at its entourage before and after Mishpatim. The question is what the significance of this is. I believe the significance is in both directions. It's important that the Kedusha of Ma'amad Har Sinai, the Goy Kadosh, express itself through Mishpatim, and it's important that Mishpatim be rooted in our spiritual identity. The first, that Kedusha needs to express itself through Mishpatim, this is a point elaborated on by Rav Kook, based on the next line in Rashi. After speaking about the Vav connecting Mishpatim to Har Sinai, Rashi focuses on why this particular set of laws, Dinim, judging, is connected to the particular law that Yitro ended with, the Parsha of the Mizbeach. And Rashi explains that the Sanhedrin is meant to be, to sit, the High Court sits in the Beit Mikdash. Rav Kook explains in Orot that Judaism's sense of Kedusha is not something separated from the world, but something that expresses itself in building a just and holy society. B'chol drachecha do'ehu. And we see this linkage by Mishpatim following the mitzvah of how to build a Mizbeach. I believe the linkage is in the other direction as well. Not only does Kedusha need to express itself through judgment of day-to-day life, but the judgment of day-to-day life needs to be rooted in Kedusha. And this explains the continuation of Rashi on the Pasuk, where Rashi quotes the Gemara in Gittin Daf Pechet on the word Lifnehem in the Pasuk, that you need to judge not only by the laws of the Torah, but in front of Jewish people who are judging by the laws of the Torah. Not a guy who judges by the same laws. In fact, the Rambam, based on the Gemara, Rashi talks about how it's a Chilul Hashem, etc. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin says that someone who goes to a goy to be judged, even based on the laws of the Torah, Hirim Yad B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. He's raising his hand against the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it's not just the content of the laws. It's the laws as part of our holy identity as God's people. It's the Lifneim of the Jewish people. Like we see in the continuation of Parshas Mishpatim, where God speaks about the Malach who will go lifnehem, and Emasi Yeshlach lifnehem, and Shalosh Pamim Hashana Yereh Panai. Right? We come to face God in Yerushalayim. This is the powerful message of Parshat Mishpatim, how Judaism's Kedusha expresses itself in law, and how our laws are meant to be rooted in Kedusha. Magid Dvarav Liyakov, Chukov Mishpatim LiYisrael, and the next pasuk is Lo'asachein L'chol Goy Mishpatim Bal Yadu'um. Hallelujah. The gift of God to the Jewish people is not only spirituality, but the rest of the Torah in all aspects of mundane life.